You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Spiegel and Holmes show flashback. Flashback.
The phone is the epitome of Chicago radio to me. Like, if we're doing a Mount Olympus, he's just sitting up there crushing it.
It's time for the postgame show with Doug Buffone and Ed Obradovich.
We are live from Six Heavenly to score. Let's go to Donna. Donna on the 355. What do you got to say for yourself? First, let me talk, and then I'm going to hang up and hear your answer. That was garbage out there today. What they did, they couldn't kick a can down a grocery store aisle if it was open until they did it. I've seen parking lot games better than that, okay?
They look totally dug. Every time they come up, they were confused. Now, Mike Martz.
I watched two guys standing outside of a Jules, right? That got clotheslined by Richard Dent in 1996, and those guys got up and played harder than what I saw today, okay? I'm sick of it.
Well, here, Doug, last year... The year before that, the year before that, the year before that, the year before that.
Everybody's talking about who they're going to pick number one. First of all, how do you have seven rounds? You end up with four picks.
It's sad to say, Doug, that everything everything is bad.
I don't care if this guy wears a dress on the field if he wins.
So you're okay with the nails if he paints his nails?
He can paint his nails anything he wants as long as he paints the town red, winning the game. I can't take it anymore, OB.
Doug, how can you say
that? Let's go to the black psychiatrist on line six.
Hello, gentlemen.
What's up, Buck? That's physicist. I'm sorry.
No problem, Doug.
All right, we are live. Where are we, Majestic? What are we doing right now? Is this a polecat spot? What am I supposed to do for this? Six Heavenly to score.
Gentlemen, tired of the nagging, the cold shoulder, and the singles bars?
Heavenly bodies.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the score.
Man, that is fun to hear Buffone and OB mixed together. Lawrence Holmes and me, Matt Spiegel, on the Spiegel and Holmes show. And Lawrence, I was years ago hipped by relentless listeners who kept texting and saying, have you heard Daniel Van Kirk do Buffone? Have you heard this? I'm like, no, what are you talking about? Who's Daniel Van Kirk? What are you talking about? At the time, Daniel was on, I believe, Scarborough Country is yeah. where it originated in the first place. Now a very successful multi-time recording stand-up comic. Rose Gold is a thing. There's all kinds of stuff that he does, and you've probably heard him on Pen Pals. You probably heard him on Doug Loves Movies, Doug Benson's movie podcast, and much, much more. Daniel Van Kirk in studio with Spiegel and Holmes right now. And basically, it is the Circa Sports Illinois hotline, but it's the hotline in person. Download the Circa app today. Daniel, what's up, man?
Gentlemen, good to see you. Thank you so much for having me. Right. I brought you gifts from Wisconsin.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, we did a gift swap, though.
That's fine.
Because the pickled potato spicy chips pickle. A little bit more sure. of Spiegs' flavor profile.
I've already hit them, the spicy dill pickle potato chips.
And Dutch. The sharp cheddar,
yeah,
that's profile.
Good. I get that for Grandma every time I go up there. If she doesn't join me, she goes, stop by the Piggly Wiggly, get me a little bit of cheese spread. I said, I'm going to grab an extra one.
You are a Wisconsin devotee.
I love it up there.
I like that you are trying to bring Wisconsinites into the fold when it comes to incredibly good Chicago Mexican cuisine.
Yeah, I was at the flea market in Princeton, Wisconsin. They have it's like a Mexican restaurant that does like a booth there, and the family in front of me was like, we don't know what to order here. I said, I it's all good. And then they go, what about this? What's this? I go, that's a torta. They go, like a sandwich? I go, right, but Mexican style. What's in it? I go, well, like most sandwiches, you get to pick what you want in it. And then they wanted to know what the street corn was, and I said, elote. That sent us down a five-minute spiral. And then burrilla tacos were there as well. Oh. You know what, though? They were eager and curious and wanted to try it all. I got to give credit for that.
See, like, the Wisconsinites can be taught.
Yeah.
And you're giving them the time and the energy to do it.
Yeah. I mean, the whole thing about we're not supposed to like each other, I don't get into any of that. There's things Wisconsin does better than us. The Mike? Number one is the state sign.
I thought you were going to say play football.
No, hey, that's debatable. Not how that season ended.
That's right. Caleb Williams is 1-0. Yeah.
And hey, man.
Yeah.
In Green Bay. Don't you
tell me how
it.
You finish.
They were a blocked field goal away from 2-0.
Yes.
Yeah, but you lost everyone their money
I
on
did,
that.
But
you ever notice the state sign in Wisconsin? Like when you go into Illinois, it's just a metal sign that's like, welcome to Illinois. Here's our governor that hasn't gone to jail yet. Like that is what's on our sign. But you go into Wisconsin, it is a beautiful, huge, wooden, pillared, pine piece of art with the state cut off. They have a little pavilion you can take a photo in front of. You go around to the back of the sign, there's a breathalyzer, just so they know like what you're bringing into the state. They encourage it. I love Wisconsin. I spend as much time up there as I can.
They do the whole thing of like they'll just land a plane to give you a speeding ticket thing
100%.
Up there.
100%.
That sort of thing.
Yeah, they'll nail it down.
Daniel Van Kirk is doing a whole week of shows at the Lincoln Lodge on Milwaukee, just north of Armitage.
Yeah.
Hub exactly City right. HubCityComedyWeek.com is where you can get all the notes. This is the second time you've done this.
Yeah,
you're like in charge of a whole week of shows.
I just want an excuse to live in this city again in the summer for a week. And so they let me program a week's worth of shows. We've had a couple of nights of it already. It's been phenomenal. And then tonight we have two shows, and tomorrow and Saturday. Every single show is different. So tonight we're doing a show called Tell Mom What You Did, where comics are going to call their mom or grandma or aunt and put them on speakerphone while they do their set. And then after the set's over, we're going to hear what mom thought about it. That's going to be fun.
She's going to be listening the whole time.
Yeah. Hey, Diane's going to get called. That's for sure.
Oh, that is.
I'll call her myself. So that'll be really fun. And then we're doing a show called Shot for Shot, where a comedian here in town, Kyle Scanlon, and I are going to do the funny house scene from Goodfellas 7 times. But every time we have to take a shot before we start.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So what's your shot of choice?
I'm just going tequila. No, well, here's the thing. Rounds 1 through 6, one of them is a surprise Molort round. But we don't know which round that's going to be.
Wow.
But the other 6 will be, for me, Casamigos Blanco tequila.
Okay.
Do you think it's better to have the Molort late in the rotation or early?
I mean, either way, you're derailing, which is why I said 1 through 6, because I don't want the last round to be a Molort shot scene. But audience members, there's a line in that scene where somebody says to Joe Pesci's character, like, oh, he didn't mean it. And he goes, he's a big boy. He knows what he said. What'd you say? So somebody in the audience will be brought up to do that line. If they suck, we're going to just replace them.
Tanny wants to be that person.
Come on up, dude. We're going to have somebody on script. If you say line, you have to take a drink. Not a shot, but you have to like take a drink of a cocktail.
Wow. So the whole scene. So how long is the scene?
So the scene's about like 4 minutes long. We're going to do it seven times.
Is there a guy in a Hawaiian shirt who gets a drink thrown at him with the layer on his back? Yeah, that guy too.
We're going to do the whole thing. That like chunk will be about 4 minutes long. And then in between each time, we'll give each other notes and get notes from the audience.
But
the scene itself is going to be, I'm off book. We're very serious about it. It's got to be a dramatic scene. The comedy will live outside of that. So who knows by the seventh scene how long that pause is going to be before Kyle says, I know you're messing with me. But it could be minutes.
The comedy will live outside of, but also inside of that.
There's nothing I can do about
that. So that's the late show tonight.
That's the late show tonight.
What time's that show?
That show will start at 9.
9 o'clock.
So not even super late.
Oh, man. And there's no baseball tonight. This is a really good night to live in the City Beautiful and hang out and do something fun, like going to the Lincoln Lodge and seeing a local kid made good.
Yeah.
We're just doing
fun shows.
Thanks, Diane, is the debut comedy album from Daniel Van Kirk. Who did we hang out with? We hung out with your
Uncle Ken, who told me to tell you hello.
Please, you changed
his life.
Me, you, and Uncle Ken had
post-game 6.
Post-game 6 in Cleveland, Lawrence. In Cleveland in 2016.
That was the best.
Me, you, and Uncle Ken, we got to hang.
Uh-huh.
And then we found out where...
Well, you found out, and you were nice enough to plus two that
I
invitation.
Found out where the players and the organization was going to be hanging out.
Yeah. I did not know 20 minutes later I'd be doing a shot with Jim Deshays. But that's what happened.
That's a beautiful thing that happens.
Oh, I know. It was all the front office. It was just all of us hanging out. This just packed into this little barn.
Look, I tell this story all the time to people who are Cubs fans because my experience over there after the NLCS was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And it speaks to exactly what you're talking about. So they win against the Dodgers.
Yeah.
And I go on the field and that was surreal. And being in center field, like, 'cause we get to walk a little bit around the perimeter of the field when we go, but being in center field at Wrigley was crazy. So we do all of that. You go into the clubhouse, you got to throw away your clothes, like that sort of thing.
Yeah.
I'm making my way up the ramp, and on the way down, I see Joe Buck, who puts on a St. Louis Blues Scully and just kind of walks out. And then I get to the top of the ramp and I hear someone go, "Hey, Holmesy!" And I'm like, "Yeah? Come on!
Oh.
We're partying!" And it's the front office people of the Cubs.
Yeah,
and they're on the roof at Wrigley Field. And the party that they threw made the party that the players threw look like child's play.
I can vouch for that experience.
They could party, man.
Yeah.
That front office could hang.
Yeah.
I mean, the times that I'd seen some of those folks like quadruple and quintuple fisted.
Well,
hey, is that the future of the Democrat Party with a block of dark chocolate on his head? What the hell's going on here?
Well, after I go shot for shot.
He chose not to do that.
After I go shot for shot tonight, I think I'm going to recreate that feeling I had after game 6.
Yeah,
I've been drinking water all day. I'm probably going to have a pizza delivered to the theater during the show. And we're doing it Chicago, so we're not wearing suits and stuff. I'm wearing like an old 1980s Cubs jacket. I'm going to do it with a Chicago dialect. We're treating it as though this scene was happening at a Chicago bar.
Man, you've got some sweet jackets too. What was that? The Roots of Fight jacket.
Oh, yeah. The Walter jacket that
Walter
I wore.
Payton.
I wore that for my special at Rose Gold. People can watch it on YouTube now.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah, it's Walter in cursive on the front. And then it says Sweetness on the back in cursive. And then the inside is the Chicago skyline. And it says, "When you're good at something, you tell everyone. When you're great at something, they tell you." I'm like, come on.
Let's go.
Yeah. That's out. That's like the Paul McCartney.
It really is.
Have you told Daniel the Paul McCartney?
I don't know. Because we're giving away Paul McCartney tickets.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. I can't
say
it.
Two shows, right?
Yeah,
right. That's right. You can't say it.
You can't say it.
I can't say it because we told people to listen for it.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll tell you later.
Okay.
It's good.
I want to ask you something about booking.
Yeah.
Because it seems like, because I don't know much about the comedy world, but obviously I have a couple of friends that are in it. My buddy Dave Hellum, who is now...
I love Dave. I see him at the store all the time. One's one of the best shows. Dope comedy show.
I've known his mom and my mom, like, taught together. Like, it's a whole
That's
thing.
Awesome.
We know each other from the barbershop. And I've seen him grow from a guy that just wanted to get on and just get on the mic for a few minutes to now organizing comedy shows.
Yeah.
And I always think it's interesting when we start to see comics go into that place where you guys are kind of becoming producers of shows. When did that transition happen for you? And what's it like to, I don't want to say have power, but to be like, okay, I want to be in charge of how this show looks and how it goes.
Yeah, I think that, you know, there's so much like we're in a huge comedy boom right now, bigger than it was in the late 80s, early 90s. And there's so many different forms of it. You know, there's, to me, if you say comic, that means stand up. If you say comedian, that could mean a lot of things, like you're funny on Instagram. And there's no shade on that either. Like, it's a whole new world. So I think you sort of get to a point where you're like, one, I want to get up. I want to get up regularly. And you always think, like, maybe I'll just start my own show and then try to think of, like, some way that either the vibe or energy of that show is unique or it has a hook that something's different. Like, tomorrow night we're doing audiences write down secrets or confessions. We won't reveal who they are. And then comics grab one before they go on stage and start their setup by reading somebody's secret from the audience. We call it dorm room comedy. Nothing leaves the room. We're all going to be friends forever. Say, reveal your secrets. It's a super fun show. We did it last year. And there's other shows like that too. But I think once you have something like that, it gives you just sort of a consistent outlet where you know you're going to be able to go up. Because, you know, a lot of times you'll meet people in the industry. You'll meet a director or a writer or somebody from casting. They'll be like, when can I see you? And you want to be able to go, oh, I don't have my sets yet from the Comedy Store this week, so I'll let you know. You want to be able to say, the second Tuesday of every month, I'm at this show. And you just know that and you can invite people to it. And then it does give you some control to be like, man, if I'm working on something, I know I can get up. But it does sort of put you in that realm of like, oh, now I got to book this and find out who can do this show. And then I want to have different types of people on the show so it doesn't just all seem like the same type of comedy. And it puts you in that place of like, man, I'm doing a lot of work to just try and tell a joke. But that's the world we live in. Like, you have to, if you start in comedy right now and you were like, yeah, I don't ever want to post on social media and I'm not going to learn how to edit
clips. You got
clips,
no chance.
I'd be like, oh, well. Good luck. Are you going to do the Amish circuit? Like, so there's, it sort of becomes.
You know what works well? The butter stuff.
Yeah,
the
Roy Wood Jr., works. Great Chicago comic, Roy Wood Jr.
Friend of the show, Roy Wood Jr.
Amazing guy. And he said that back in like the 90s, early 2000s, 80s, it used to be if you were really good at comedy, like a network or somebody or, you know, would identify you and go, oh, we're going to take what you have, what you are, and we're going to introduce that to people because we believe in this. And now it's flipped. Where they're like, oh, you're really funny. What do you produce? What do you do?
What's your platform?
What's your following? How big are you? And they want you to bring the entire machine already built to them so that then they can just use that because you already have an audience. So that's, it's like flipped around, but you sort of have to play that game.
It's really interesting. So we're talking to Daniel Van Kirk on Spiegel and Holmes. So you have to constantly be ideating and creating and forming and doing the thing. So what's the sports comp? Are you like the college football coach who builds a thing and then the NFL team comes and takes you and your coaching staff and says, you do it here?
That's probably a perfect one.
That's one of them. Yeah. Like something like, or you're like a Driveline Baseball Academy.
The thing is, though, with that is all those settings are in a professional context, and the line is so blurred for either your material that you're doing or the way that you promote yourself that it bleeds into like your life. So 2 days ago, I'm at the Jewels over on Elston.
Thank you.
And a woman comes up to me and she goes, sir. And I go, what do you need? And she was like, you're tall. I go, that's the rumor. And she says, can you help me get something? And we're sort of sanding. I'm like looking at toothbrushes because I forgot to bring mine. And so I have no idea what she wants. She walks me five aisles over to the wine. Says, can you get that off the top shelf?
And what are you doing later?
Oh, yeah. I go, I'll get you all the wine you need. What's your name, Deb? She goes, it's Deb. So I go, Deb. She gets not one bottle of wine, four. Not four bottles of wine, magnums of wine.
Oh, and God,
she has
bless
like a
her.
She has a wine bag, and you know, most wine bags are like the six, you know, and I go, I don't think these are gonna fit. She goes, they'll all fit. But sure enough, it was a magnum bag to hold four of them. So I put them on, and so that in and of itself, like, fun Chicago moment, right?
Yeah.
But for comedy and promoting and stuff like that, I said, I go, Deb, can we take a photo together? Because I got to tell people about this moment. She goes, of course we can. So we're standing in a Jewels. while Eddie Money's playing on the radio, taking photos together. And
take
normally,
me home yeah, tonight.
Normally, I would meet you guys over a drink and be like, you're not going to believe this woman that I saw. But in the world we live in now, it's like, oh, I should probably use this as a moment.
Yes.
And there's a line there where some of your things, you're like, that's for me. That's family. Whatever. I mean, it, but every comics is completely different. And sometimes your own line moves.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm sure you guys identify. Sure,
but yeah, it's just like us. We're watching a game and you get a thought, man. And you have to scramble and write down that thought and make sure that you can harvest your own thoughts for tomorrow's show. That's how it works.
Daniel Van Kirk is here in studio. I want to talk about your score bona fides and talk a little bit about Doug Buffone and Ed Obradovich with you. Talk some Bears, too. And you guys should go over to the Lincoln Lodge because Daniel's going to be there. And all of the stuff that he is putting out there for you is crazy. So you got to go check him out. We'll be back with Daniel Van Kirk in a minute. You're listening to Spiegel and Holmes on The Score.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
It's that time of year again, back to school season. And Instacart knows that the only thing harder than getting back into the swing of things is getting all the back to school supplies, snacks, and essentials you need. So here's your reminder to make your life a little easier this season. Shop favorites from Staples, Best Buy, and Costco, all delivered through Instacart, so that you can get some time back and do whatever it is that you need to get your life back on track. Instacart, we're here.
Spiegel and Holmes.
I definitely listened to 6-7 Score growing up for sure. Driving around in the car with my dad, you'd always have it on.
Afternoons on The Score.
You know, and Fat Sam, we love him. He's our buddy and he's our pal. But a lot of you people don't know this, that Fat Sam was baptized in SeaWorld in Florida. A real close friend of Shamu. And...
Shamu.
Shout out to Fat Sam, man. When I was a youngin' coming up in the business and Doug would have me go out there and do stuff, Fat Sam always took care of me. It's a beautiful thing.
It's the real deal, man.
That's what Doug, man. Doug knew how to wet people's beaks. He take care of you.
Yeah, he was old school.
I mean, Doug Buffone, who was a linebacker for the Bears, played more games for the Bears ever other than Patrick Manley. Mm-hmm. Manley broke his record. But Buffon played next to Butkus for a long-ass time and was, of course, a great and legendary talk show host here at The Score and a friend to all of us right here. Tanny and to me and to Lawrence and somebody you listened to and identified with from the get-go, right?
Every game. The only thing that made it feel better about the Bears losing was knowing someone's going to be on The Score yelling for me. And it was Doug. And he was so great, man. The first time I did it was you and Manley when I did it the very first time on the show.
I think
Doug thought it was him. He called you up.
He goes, "Hey, Matt, it's me, Doug. I'm in the garage, and I hear myself on the radio. I figure that can't be me. I'm at home. Who is that? Anyway,
And then he got my name wrong. He goes, and that's the best part. He goes, it was that, I don't know, Dick Van Dyke or somebody, not him, but you know, some Dutch guy on there. He was good. I liked him.
And I sent you that voicemail.
Ever. Yeah.
You got the best. It's incredible.
If I could frame a voicemail, I would.
What would Buffon think of Ryan Poles getting an extension, you think?
Oh, let's go now. We are live from Six Heavenly at SixHeavenlyTheScore.com. Brought to you by Four Winds Casino. We will blow you. No way at Four Winds. Nobody blows like we do. Anyway, let's talk about this. Poles. First of all, I've never seen a pole stick around longer than this guy. And I had a fishing pole from the time I was 5 till 6. I broke it in Pennsylvania when I was 9 years old, 3 years after I stopped using it. Ryan Poles, here's my first problem with this guy. He gets an extension. Can we start extending our seasons? Can we do that, OB? Can we maybe play a little bit longer? Can we extend that also? A 5-year extension. Maybe I'm a little kicked around in the head too many times. What's 2 plus 3?
It's 5.
Right.
Doug.
Is it not 7? Because you keep saying you gave him a 5-year extension. It's 3 years. He got a 3-year extension. And I don't even know if he deserves that. We're going to find out. I'm going to hold him down and paint his nails, see what people think about that until these teams start going to the playoffs.
Understandable.
I'm happy about it, though. Good for him. Get your money. I got signed. These second rounders, they won't even sign. Have you seen this?
Yeah, there's a couple of them signed today, finally.
They got 28 kids haven't even signed. They want guaranteed money. The only thing I got was a guaranteed bag of soup. George Halas handed it to me. It was cold.
He gave you a guaranteed bag of cold soup?
Yes. Let's go to Don Boy. You're on the 355 extension. Donnie, you up there? Okay, Donnie's probably taking a break, urinal break.
I love it because it's like, I love what you said about Doug and the idea, and we hear this from Score listeners all the time, where, and it's difficult for like someone like me or Spiegs or, you know, Layla or Marshall to kind of embody that. It almost has to be an ex-Bear. Like the idea of the anger.
Yeah, the personal, the very personal.
Yes.
The equity in the game.
You could see the hurt. Like if you were, luckily I got the chance to work with Doug and OB. And then later on in my career, I got the chance to work with Alex and Olin and Matt.
Yeah. Yeah.
And watching those guys hurt.
Oh.
It's rough.
Yeah.
And luckily Doug had this conduit to express himself to people.
Well, also, like, when, you know, we're doing it, sometimes you have to shine it up a little bit, right? I don't think Doug ever shined anything.
Not a damn thing.
If he didn't
thing.
Care, he moved on. And if he did care, that's what we're talking about for 45 minutes. And it was exactly how he felt about it. I think that's what, that authenticity is what made it.
That's what, 100%.
Yeah.
He was pissed because he was pissed.
Yeah.
Like, there's so much tape we have out there of, like, when he would finally realize, is like, this team sucks too. Like each year, he'd be like, they might be good. Then all of a sudden, oh my God.
Stunk. The offensive line stunk. Special teams stunk. Defense stunk. The running game stunk. The coaches stunk. It doesn't matter if you're going to go out there and throw the ball for 4,000 yards, which will never happen, if you're giving up 60, 70, 60, 80, 40-yard drives every single time you give up the ball.
Right? This team might stink too. Last year's team.
This team will be better than last year.
You don't know that. You don't know that.
Obi.
Why?
I'm going to, first of all, we got Virginia finally up here in heaven running around with me, prancing around like she's 26 again, all proud of herself. She said she's going to angels in the outfield at the end zone for the Bears on every single primetime game. So at least we're going to look good when the lights are brightest.
But last year you thought they were going to be good.
Last year I thought they were going to be good. I compared it. I said we were going into a blind date where we already knew the woman was hot, okay? And so I thought it was going to work out for us. Well, I should have gone into confession and asked for forgiveness for that take, because what I didn't plan on is you can get dressed up for prom and you can be all hitty-ditty, ready to have a good night, okay? And what you don't count on is the mom Eberflus, who is not going to let you have a good time, who is not going to let you stay out as late as you want to, and not let you drive the ball home where you want to drive it. And that's all I'm going to say about that.
There are two players that I remember specifically, that one of them became a Bears coach and the other was just quarterback. And, you know, Doug was proudly Italian, like proudly. And he brought you into it too, which is one of the things I absolutely loved about him. But he would go, "Hey, little buddy, this Giovanni Carmazzi guy, let me tell you. He is something." And the other one was Dave Ragone.
Oh, yeah. He loved Dave Ragone.
Because Ragone had two things, Italian and went to Louisville.
There you go. Yeah.
And when you put those two things together, he's like, I thought he would be a better coach. Mm-hmm. Like, little buddy, I thought he'd be a better coach. And I'm like, why, Doug?
I'm offended. I'm offended as an Italian. I'm offended as a football player. I put my neck out there. I told everybody at the swap meet last week when I was helping sell two Afghans for the church. I told them, I go, Ragone won't be gone. He's a Ragone and only. He's going to be the key to what we're trying to do here. I didn't know.
Yeah, you loved Shane Matthews, too.
That and a can of shaved ice, you can cut your mouth.
Oh, God.
Yeah, he was the best.
So the blind date, you thought last year was going to be good.
I thought it, yes.
And
I thought we got a sports car that we're willing to drive. What I didn't know is mom wasn't going to let you have the keys.
She's gone now.
She is gone.
She is gone.
The fever flew out the window.
Oh.
Let's go to Conrad. Conrad, you're in Skokie, stuck on the train line. Conrad's mad. Conrad. He wants to talk about me being the last player to be under George Halas. I was the last player to be under George Halas. We don't need to take that call. Yeah. We're here live on 670 and 670 the score, part of Vaudas. Vaudas, what are we?
Odyssey.
Odyssey. We're Odyssey Radio.
Odysseus.
For Four Winds Casino.
Oh, man.
You can see me live next week. I'll be at Polecat's Gentleman's Club. In the parking lot, I'm not going in. I made a promise to my deacon.
That's true.
You got to be ready to go in, though.
I really like, look, Daniel, I really wish, because, you know, I love that you're bringing a lot of like memories back for me.
Sure.
As someone who used to do shows with Doug.
Yeah.
And it's just like God, we all love him so much.
I know, man.
You know, like he's just.
When he passed April 20th, 2015.
Yeah.
It something in part of me, I was like, we just lost.
Yeah.
We just lost.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we've seen that recently, and we've seen that throughout the years, and that's what's going to happen. That's just how things go. But Doug felt timeless. You know what I mean? Like, some guys get, like, huge and big national media, and they go, and they sort of, like, kind of always stay, like, in the mind and the presence. But, like, if for anybody here in Chicago, like, Doug never left. And, like, I remember being in college, like, going into Gibson's to just to be able to afford one drink with my very legal ID, and just hoping I would see like Doug Buffone at Gibson's, because I think
his place Sweetwater was there before Gibson's.
Yes, yeah.
Oh, that's right. He owned that.
And he, you know, just from the voicemail from when he sent me and everybody I've talked to, like you guys who had real personal relationships with him, they say like don't meet your heroes.
No, he's not a Doug.
Right. Right. And there's two people that I've said, I'm pretty sure you're okay to meet your hero. And it's Weird Al Yankovic, who I met and was like everything you'd want him to be, and Doug Buffone. Like, it just, he's the best.
That picture of Walter Payton and Doug Buffone is like the most epic, like Chicago picture in the world.
Yeah. If you have you know, a sports out basement in your house right now and that picture's not on the wall, you're not done working on it.
So, how'd you meet Weird Al? of that app.
We had him on the show. We had him on Dumb People Town, the podcast that I do with the Sklars.
Oh, it's so funny.
And he was just everything you'd want him to
Dumb People Town, you guys find really,
it's a fun show.
Really dumb people.
Yeah. Just three dumb news stories and then...
But they're often from Florida.
Said. Yeah, a lot of Florida.
And there's one writer who like seems to write about those
people.
Yeah,
this guy's name's Greenlee. He also like helped break the Belichick story. Like, yeah. And so he like doesn't really do like crazy stories, but for the longest time he would do stories where he would like be like, this person, you know, they got shot in the butt and I guess they had a little too much back, much like the song Baby Got Back by Sir Mix-a-Lot, and then would like write out the lyrics in the article, and we would play a game where I would make some up and be like, did he really say this or did I say it? All those episodes are really fun. We did a live one with Will Arnett and Paul F. Tompkins, and we played that game.
Wow.
People can go on Apple Music or Spotify, wherever, maybe in the Audacity.
Look at Roselle's own Daniel Van Kirk.
Well, I'll take a
Rochelle. Did I say Rochelle?
Yeah, but that's okay.
Freaking
West
terrible.
Of the Cow.
You gave me an opportunity to prove my love for my town. That's what you
All
did.
All right, there we go. And you passed.
Yeah.
You did pass.
So, yeah, that show's super fun. But, that's cool. Weird Al was awesome.
You going to Cubs Red Sox?
If anybody has two extra tickets, I would love to go to Cubs Red Sox tomorrow.
Imagine sitting with Daniel Van Kirk tomorrow.
Oh, we'll play on and off. Do you guys ever play on and off when you go to a baseball game?
On the mound, off the mound?
Yeah, when the umpire has to put the ball and then everybody, it's your turn to make
a
guess.
Well, now the Cubs have made it a thing. It's the
Wait, what?
Yeah, you haven't seen on Cubs broadcast. I think it's the fourth inning. I forget the sponsor, but they like if you're a season ticket holder, they have it, one of the sponsors pay for this, and if the ball lands on the mound...
And somebody wins.
The season ticket holder gets money. And I've seen it be like $4,000.
Right. But what you're talking about is like, you got the cup of dollars, and you put the dollars in?
That's dingers or dollars.
Okay.
Dingers or dollars is, you get an empty cup, everybody puts a dollar in, you get to hold the cup while a player is up. If they hit a dinger... You get the money in the cup. If they don't, you put a dollar in the cup and pass it to the next guy.
And it keeps going.
Yeah, but on off, is the ump going to put the ball on the mound or not in between innings? Is it Tasty Trade? I think that's what it is.
I think it's what it is.
They sponsor that. And so I love that is now part of the Cubs broadcast. And they'll go to the person. Like they'll have the camera on the person as the ump throws the ball back and they'll split screen it on marquee.
The very Chicago-ness of the cup and passing around with the dollars and those kind of games. Because,
you know, we were like the last stadium to get a screen. So
you had to from do what something. I learned,
yes, everybody invented games to play. I remember the first time I went to Sox Park and they were like, trucks drove onto the field and were shooting T-shirts and they did Thunderstruck and I'm like, what is this? I felt like I was on a Rumspringer and had seen what the real world could be because I had only ever been to Wrigley where we're sitting there like everybody brings their own wood to whittle in between innings. And, you know, now it's all changed and everybody's having fun. But
You know, I always think of this when I'm sitting there with peanuts. Wrigley is the first place I ever saw somebody grab a peanut in the shell. And just eat the whole thing.
Did I ever tell
you? Just eat the shell. You eat the shell too.
I used to do. I was so broke.
I do that all the time. No, I like it.
In my early 20s, I would get a game, like a ticket to a game, like a cheap, like $14 middle of the week ticket, and I would do a thing called friendly drinks. Have you guys ever? No, you're already gonna hate me for this.
No, we're not. Go ahead.
We'll hate you for other stuff.
200 level. So you go right at the railing of the walk in between the 100 and the 200. You buy one drink, and then once that's empty, as people walk by, you say, friendly drinks, and people pour their beer into your cup, and that's how you drink the whole game.
Oh,
and,
God.
I'm sad to say this works very effectively, but you have to be okay with getting herpes simplex 1.
Not or two. Or two.
I don't know. You know what? Bring what you want to the game. But just...
Or mono.
Yeah, mono, for sure. Yeah, some form of staff.
And they'll do it. But you're asking the whole game. Aren't you exhausted?
Friendly drinks.
You're not
just
watching.
Walking by. You're just sitting there with your cup on saying friendly drinks.
Not to bring this to Doug, but I'm pretty sure that Doug would do the peanut thing in Coke.
Put the peanut in the Coke. That's the other thing. I've seen people put the peanuts in the beer. And just let the beer get slowly salty from the peanuts.
Now that's a pro move.
Yeah.
But he would dip it?
And then eat the whole
peanut.
That's right, Mike. That's the Chicago chips and salsa, buddy. That's what that is.
Daniel Van Kirk is at the
Wrigley Field tomorrow.
Lincoln Lodge.
Yeah, the Lincoln Lodge, HubCityComedyWeek.com, as you can go to his website. And just show up at the Lincoln Lodge, man. I think I'm going to show up for the 9 o'clock show. I got to convince my peoples, man. That sounds way.
He's being a tour guide today to a bunch of his peeps that are in town for Cubs Red Sox.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yes.
I'm hoping my buddy Wahlberg shows up tomorrow.
That's your guy.
Of course it is, dude. I could talk like this all day. You know what? They just won 10 in a row. That's a great ride to run. Now, is it as good as a ride of maybe a roller coaster with Reese Witherspoon? I don't think so. But it's still a pretty good ride. They're in the middle of the pack right now. They're the Donnie of the AL East. You got to be the Mark, number one. I'm going to be there tomorrow. I might do a push-up challenge. 116 section. Come on down. Get in line. We're going to do cardio after the game. Yeah, I hope I'm there tomorrow.
I hope if you're there, he's going to be there. That's how that works.
We walked past each other one time, and he did not say anything to me, and I was not about to say anything to him.
Wasn't he on this show or the previous show?
He was.
He's a great dude.
Yeah,
somebody's going to feel about an impression.
I think that he like ran past you guys or something.
At Circa, he happened to be there.
Wait, in Vegas?
Oh yeah, we're at Circa in Vegas. I'm like, Mark Wahlberg's here, and we were just trying to get him to come on and trying to, like, you know, and finally it was Tanny who flagged him down, because Tanny was, I don't know, but Tanny was the one within eyeshot.
What do you want, dude? Yeah. What do you want? You got to say something to me? What are you doing, like a radio show?
And he grabbed the mic and he delivered
Chicago,
what?
Chicago, we love you, baby. Come on.
Yes!
I'm going to be visiting a lot of Jules Osco coming up really soon.
Good for him.
We're going to be selling a lot of Fletcher Zoo tequila over there in Chicago, and you got to go to St. Charles there to visit my brother over there, Wahlbergers.
That was it.
Good. That he nailed that. I mean, let's be honest. He didn't get the Oscar for The Departed. He should have gotten it for that Chicago dialect. He didn't drop, you know, he wasn't like, and then I might go get myself some Pixies at Fannie Mae. Who knows? We're gonna get grandma something nice for Christmas. By Marshall Fields. Get drunk in the Walnut Room. Let's do this.
He had a regional accent in two company mentions within a 10-second span. It was beautifully executed.
That's a pro. That's a pro.
That it is.
We need to take a quick time out. Can you hang for one more second?
Of course. Yeah.
All right, good. Daniel Van Kirk is here. We're going to hang out more with him, find out more about. We have to go back to this whole thing of the scene with the shots. And we haven't even talked about Bob's Burgers.
Oh, yeah.
So don't go anywhere. Daniel Van Kirk is hanging out. Speaking of Holmes on the Score.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better.
Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
It's that time of year again, back to school season. And Instacart knows that the only thing harder than getting back into the swing of things is getting all the back to school supplies, snacks, and essentials you need. So here's your reminder to make your life a little easier this season. Shop favorites from Staples, Best Buy, and Costco, all delivered through Instacart, so that you can get some time back and do whatever it is that you need to get your life back on track. Instacart. We're here.
Spiegel and Holmes.
I might swerve in that corner.
Whoa.
Okay.
See, we're in full service, 670 The Score station.
Afternoons on The Score.
We appreciate you hanging out with the Spiegel and Holmes show. Daniel Van Kirk is here.
Thank you.
Lincoln Lodge. This week and this weekend, you need to go check out his shows. We haven't talked about Bob's Burgers.
I love it.
You're going to be back on Bob's Burgers?
Yeah. They've brought my character back, so I'm now officially reoccurring character. My character's name's Flips White Fudge. The first time I showed up was a few years ago. My character taught Bob how to break dance as a Valentine's Day gift to Linda. And he's just this kid in town who thinks he knows how to dance. And he's like, that's hip-hop. He's like, you here to learn how to dance? And they're like, Bob's like, yeah, I think so. And he's like, what for? And he's like, my mom or my wife. He's like, that's actually incredibly sweet. So he's very aggressive in that non-aggressive, very fun way. But yeah, so I believe they're so far out, but it's the next season of Bob's Burgers, probably sometime in the spring or fall, my character will come back. And nobody told me I couldn't say that. So
wow.
Ask for forgiveness.
So how much freedom do you get when they do that? How much ad-libbing?
That show is so well written. There's not, you don't even, sometimes you get a script and you're like, oh, there's room here.
I can punch it up a little bit.
But they're so dialed in. Lauren Bouchard, who created that show, is so great. And all the writers and directors that are part of it. But
what's a recording session like?
So the first time I went, I was so nervous. And I was just like, act like you've been here. And they do it live. So you're with the cast. A lot of times you'll get to a point in these big shows and stuff where people just sort of record their lines, send it in. Now people do it from their homes and stuff like that. But almost the entire cast is there when you're recording.
Oh my God, that's the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah, that does create that opportunity. There was, in the very first episode, my character was like dancing and they were like, oh, can you just make some like dance noises, like you're break dancing? And so I was like, and then I went, meow, 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 meow. And they ended up putting that in. So it was like an ad lib, like improv for me. And then the past couple times they brought me back, they're like, oh, well, then let's do the air horn again. But thankfully, you don't feel the need to like throw too many of your own spices into the pot because it's just such a well-written show. And obviously H. Sean Benjamin and Kristen Schaal and Eugene Merman and Dan Mintz, everybody on that show is just phenomenal and so welcoming.
It's like an old school, to go back to the origins of radio.
That's exactly what I was sitting here thinking. It was that. It's a radio play, Lawrence. Because it's so cyclical like that.
Radio was.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
It's got to feel really cool to be part of a tradition like that.
And I'm a super small part of the show, but the fans of that show are so great. People will say hi to me, after shows and stuff like that and say that they're a huge Bob's Burgers fan. And people really love that character because he's that perfect comedy combination of a lot of confidence and an idiot. I mean, Job from Arrested Development is one of the best examples of this ever.
Yeah. Jean Raffio.
Yes, exactly. And so Flips has a lot of that where he's like, let me show you how to do this as soon as I figure it out. he's just... all this bravado with no support behind it.
Well, so. We don't have any Cubs tickets that have come in just yet. Daniel's available for such things. But La Villa up at 3800 North Pulaski.
Come on.
Has stepped up and is going to be delivering pizzas to the Lincoln Lodge and your people tonight.
That makes me so happy.
It's so delicious.
It's so good.
Show starts at 9. Feel free to show up. Even if they walk out, I was telling you guys, even if they walk in with these pizzas during the show, they may save my life. And I'll stay in character to get the pizzas. But I am playing an Italian, you know, New York mob guy, so that I probably have to tip heavily, right?
I think so.
Just on character alone, you have to tip heavily. So that's amazing. They're the best. Oh. Yeah.
That's
I'll be there all
tremendous.
Night. Come have a slice.
Man.
Of course, my guy Bob. Bob's always come through for the score.
It's true. It's very true. All right, so Daniel, catch everyone up.
Yeah.
Where can they see you? When can they see you? What can they see you do?
You got it. So Lincoln Lodge, Hub City Comedy Week. That's the name of Rochelle, Hub City. So I named it after that. Hub City Comedy Week is...
Not Roselle. Roselle's a totally different name.
Totally different. Yeah. But good people. But okay, good people. Just not the Hub good. City.
Yeah.
I'll be doing that tonight. Two shows. Tell Mom What You Did is at 7 o'clock. Comics do their set, and moms listen to it over speakerphone and then give their thoughts. And at 9 o'clock, I'll be doing the Funny How scene from Goodfellas. I'll be playing a big Chicago Joe Pesci with my buddy Kyle Scanlon. We're going to do the scene 7 times, get notes from the audience, but every single time, we have to do a shot. It's wild. And then tomorrow is Dorm Room Comedy, where audience writes down secrets, confessions, things they don't tell people, put it on a piece of paper. Everybody's anonymous, and then comics come out with one of those secrets and start out their set by reading somebody in the room's crazy secret from their life. It's super fun. Dorm Room Comedy. And then Saturday is my headlining set. I'm doing like short sets with some of the best comics in the country at all these shows. But Saturday night, I'll be headlining. It'll be a couple comics before me. And then everything's at the Lincoln Lodge. You can check out my special Rose Gold on YouTube. Watch me on Bob's Burgers or listen to my podcasts.
There you go.
Yeah.
Or check them out.
Everything's
right
at DanielVanKirk.com.
DanielVanKirk.com. Yeah. I mean, just the unbelievable production. Just the hustler.
I'm trying,
what is going
man.
On, man?
I'm trying. I'm just
killing it.
Anything to just try to, I don't know, make strangers give me validation for my choices in life.
Hey, man. Hey, man.
It's amazing once those become jobs. And you're like,
but I'll tell you, to go back all the way to the beginning of this,
yes.
My Uncle Ken looked at me on that night in Cleveland after game 6, and he goes, how did we end up here?
There you go.
You had stepped away, and you know what I said to him? I go, comedy? As you know, in this world, everything begets something else. The
Dude.
Friend that you make, the buddy who says, come do this thing with me, the person who sees the thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just trying to have fun, and anytime I can come back to Chicago, the place where it all started for me, I'll do it in a heartbeat.
I hope that that validation bucket gets filled.
You know what? I hope it every day. Because every night, it gets emptied again.
It's the truth.
It's going to get filled any day, though. Don't worry.
Daniel, thanks so much for joining us, man.
Thanks
we really appreciate it.
Love
That's Daniel Van Kirk. DanielVanKirk.com. Check out his work. Go support this guy. He is fantastic. We need to take a break. When we come back, Speaks is really wanting to connect some baseball dots that are going to play out this weekend. We will do that next here on The Score.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.